This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We begin today with a story you might look at from any one of a number of angles. It's a story of collective bargaining. It's a story of content once again being king. And it's a story of seizing one's moment while one can. Republican presidential hopefuls, as I'm sure you've heard by now, are really, really unhappy about the last debate. So unhappy, in fact, that they have drawn up a common list of demands for future televised matchups. Common, that is, except for Donald Trump, who has now apparently decided to negotiate directly with the networks on his own. These kinds of talks between networks and candidates happen every election cycle. Length, location, date, sit or stand, temperature of the room, that kind of stuff. This year, though, with primary debates smashing ratings and revenue records, Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports from New York that the candidates are taking a page from the professional sports playbook.
There's a common thread between Senator Marco Rubio's big score at the CNBC debate.
The only reason why you're doing it now is because we're running for the same position and someone has convinced you that attacking me is going to help you.
Well, I've been.
Here's the bottom line. I'm not.
And this touchdown from Rubio's beloved Miami Dolphins. Nearly all of you saw these moments as they happened. Laura Martin is senior analyst at Needham & Company.
The debates, you have to watch them live, which means you sit through all the commercial breaks.
That's a rare thing in the age of DVRs, which means networks can charge premium ad prices. Now, the candidates have figured out what the NFL and other sports leagues have known for a long time. If you control content people will watch live, you can drive a hard bargain with networks. 14 million people watched the debate live on CNBC, more than quadrupling the audience of their debate 4 years ago. Kenneth Shropshire, director of the Wharton School's Sports Business Initiative, says campaigns are fighting harder now.
So it is something new in terms of the level of power that's being exercised.
But just like in government, politicians have to be wary of the limits of their power.
I think that the candidates potentially overestimate the leverage they have.
John Swallen of Kantar Media tracks the ad market.
The commercial load here is 30 to 40% of what normal programming on these networks has. Even with the higher than normal advertising rates, they're not bringing in windfall amounts of advertising revenue.
And unlike pro sports, the presidential race only comes around every 4 years. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.